My parents were looking for a house to rent for a long time, but they weren't able to find any nice house, which was close to my school and dad's office. After a long search, my dad found a house, which was also close to my school. It seemed really nice, but there was one thing about it that I didn't like. Right behind it, there was an old abandoned house. Usually I'm not that scared of these things, but that abandoned house really unsettled me. And because my room was at the back of the new house, I could see that creepy house very clearly from my room window. Mom, couldn't Dad find any other house? I don't like my room. I can see that abandoned house from my room window. Annie, don't you know the struggle your dad went through trying to get a decent place to live? Then you guys take my room and I'll take yours. I don't want to stay in that room. I hate it. Annie, don't throw tantrums. Instead of focusing on these foolish negative things, help me to get the house sorted. Unpack your stuff and get your room set up the way you like it. There's a lot of work left to be taken care of. Come on, be a good girl. Ugh, no matter what, they wouldn't give me the master bedroom. I knew it. After a few days, I got used to the room, and slowly my fear of that abandoned house faded. But one night, something strange happened. At 9 o'clock, when I was in my bed, trying to sleep, my eyes flitted over to the window. And I saw someone staring at me from the top floor window of that abandoned house. It really disturbed me. At first, I thought I was just imagining things, and I kept reassuring myself that it's only my imagination. But I could clearly see that person staring at me. Mom, open the door. Mom, open the door. Mom. What's wrong, Annie? Mom, I saw someone standing in the window of that abandoned house. Please come into my room and see. Oh. Where, Annie? There's no one there. Listen, at night, even normal things can seem abnormal. This is why I keep telling you not to watch so many horror movies. Mom, I swear there was someone in that window. Sleep, you have school tomorrow. It was nothing. You were just imagining, okay? The next night, when I was ready for bed, I saw someone staring at me from the abandoned house again. I freaked out. Mom! Mom! Come here quickly! You didn't believe me and told me I was imagining things? See, someone's there. Oh, where did he go? Oh, Annie. Do you know what time it is? You started shouting at this time. Don't you care that your father is asleep? But Mom, enough. That house is empty. When no one lives there, who would be standing at the window? Yes, exactly. That's the point. This is why I'm so shocked. Isn't it weird? Look, Annie, it's Halloween time. I'm sure some neighborhood kids are playing a prank on you. Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. Oh, some kid must be playing a prank on me. Please get some sleep now. Okay. I had decided that night that I'm going to catch that little twerp. Must be someone from the neighborhood. I just want to know who it is. I'll then report this to his parents. He'll get grounded without candy. Next night at 9, I set out for the abandoned house. I was so determined to catch that kid tonight. When I entered the house, it was completely dark. I arrived brave, but now I was getting a bit scared. I slowly and carefully climbed the staircase. I knew that whoever is playing that trick on me must be hiding in the top floor. When I came upstairs, I looked around the room. It was so dark, and right there was that window through which I could see my bedroom. Oh, there's no one here. Huh? Mom! Mom! I'm here! Mom, I'm here! I ran downstairs and tried to open the front door, but it was jammed. I tried with all my strength to open it, but it wouldn't budge. Even though when I arrived, I left the door open. Please, someone open the door. I'm stuck here. Please, someone open the door. Oh God. Oh God, where am I stuck? Hi guys, so this was my Halloween special story. I hope you all liked it. In this story, it is shown that whatever evil spirit was living in that house, it came into Annie's house, and poor Annie was trapped in that abandoned building forever. And even her parents didn't notice that whoever is in their home is not their daughter, but an evil disguised as Annie. Please don't forget to comment, like, and share this video. I'll be back with another creepy story. Happy Halloween!